so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on December the 11th, 2012. For newcomers, as always, I get this out the road at the start of the broadcast. I tell you to make good use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll see a bunch of official sites listed there. They all carry downloads of audios for free, and they also carry transcripts in English for prints up for free as well. And if you want transcripts in other languages, you'll see alanwatt.sentinel.eu on that site as well, on the com site, and that will give you a variety to choose from. Remember, too, you're the audience who bring me to you, and you can keep me ticking along here by getting the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and donating, hopefully, too. And from the U.S. to Canada, remember, you can still use personal checks and international postal money orders from your post office. You can send cash or use PayPal. And across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. And remember, straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome. And for years now, I've gone through the agenda, basically giving you the future, because the future's always printed up for you to see if you know where to look and you understand what you're really looking at. It's very important that, too. And you're not sidetracked by all the useless data that's hammered at you every day. Tons and tons of this data. And you're overloaded with it, too. This is a technique, of course, to do just that. You crash down. And you forget what you've read, what the important things are, and it's hard for you to put things together, and you have to be able to put things together to understand what's really going on, what has gone on, and where it's all supposed to go as well. It's a technique that's used. And I've mentioned before from the sites and some of the intelligence agencies, they would use these techniques on the public, and they've done an awfully good job of doing it too. So, as I said, go through the website and you'll find the history of the system that you're living in, and the boys who started it up, at least openly. And she was on the go for centuries before that, under different names, but they did come out in the late 1800s and in the early 20th century, actually. And they formed the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which eventually had branches across the world in every country. And their other branches generally are called Council on Foreign Relations, because Royal doesn't go down too well in places like the U.S., and the whole idea was to use the British Empire as a staging base of a system to copy across the world, bringing in a form of democracy, which was brand new to Britain, even, mind you. And even when these guys started up, Britain didn't have democracy as you think of it today. It didn't have all the equal rights, etc., and special promotion of certain minorities and all that kind of stuff. That wasn't heard of until much, much later. In fact, most of the guys didn't even have the vote themselves when the Royal Institute of International Affairs came out with their studies, unless you owned land or property. So anyway, democracy is a con trick, of course, to get everybody to go along with what you think is fairness. And, of course, you have this big, powerful group above it all that always end up the top jobs over all the fair distribution of everything and the managing of all societies. And this certainly is a group doing that. And it's very, very, very powerful. So you're managed through your whole life now. You're born into a very carefully constructed system. It is total, in fact. It studied us so well, human nature, through behaviorism. Now there are neuroscientists in there working on your minds all the time. And even giving you the things that you like and you don't like. Even the things that you feel guilty about thinking about or even questioning. And that's all put into your head as well through scientific indoctrination. It's very, very carefully done, and it works awfully, awfully well. So that you never really look at the real problems in the world. And it's taught in school very, very early on and indoctrinated the children with it too, because that's what you must always do. Every totalitarian system grabs the children first, and it's hard for them to ever change once perfect indoctrination is taking place. Back with more after this break.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hi, adding football freaks, and talking about the big system you're born into and you live in, and of course how it's supposed to be presented to you by the media as things just happening at the time spontaneously out of nowhere, no planning, etc. And nothing is further from the truth. Everything that happens in the world is planned with micro precision. Every single thing that happens, social-wise, with wars and the reason for the wars, even how to take countries down long, long before they even start the first shot and the first mention of it, even in the media. So everything's planned way, way ahead because there's a big agenda on the go, and you have to go into World War II, in fact, to find out the various groups that were set up by the U.S. president to look into denazifying the U.S., actually. That was the term used because they thought that could be another replication of what happened in Germany. And certain groups were very, very interested in taking the reins of power and altering the culture of the U.S. and the whole of the Western world. Been awfully successful. But this is all part of it, too, including the multiculturalism as well, which has helped destroy the cultures of the world. That's been deliberately installed. It has been since the days of Marx, actually. He promoted all of that as well, for that very reason. And then they bring in a massive welfare state as well, makes the whole country dependent upon the few at the top, which creates a lot of jobs for the few at the top. And then they manage you, and you're basically slaves. It's quite a simple technique of taking down and ruling. But here's an article here, too, on, and it's as a repetition of many repetitions, more spying on citizens in Stasi and in the U.S. Than in Stasi East Germany ever had. And it says that, it says, an interview Wall Street Journal reporter Julia Angwin who was one of the best at covering the surveillance state in the U.S., made a simple observation that puts much of this into context. The U.S. surveillance regime has more data on the average American than the Stasi ever did on East Germans. Indeed, the American government has more information on the average American than Stalin had on Russians, Hitler had on Germans, or any other government has ever had on its people. And by the way, it's not just the American government. So, I mean, you can understand at the top here, you're an international intelligence agency who's got this information on every government and every people. It says the American government is collecting and storing virtually every phone call, purchase, email, text messages, internet searches, social media communications, health information, employment history, travel, and student records, and virtually all other information of every American. All your conversations and so on, everything is being tracked. So I'll put that up tonight. I won't go through it because you've heard it all before. But since the end of privacy, I've mentioned that article before, the end of privacy. It's a series of talks given by a guy who is into all this kind of stuff and who actually works with the government sometimes too. And he talked about the end of privacy in a series of talks. And it's quite in-depth and it's total. That's the world you have to be brought up in, you see. Now, also, too, I've talked about Lord Leveson, or Leveson, whatever it is called, heavy produces in Britain. And he's a top lawyer, or Lord Justice, he's called Lord Justice Leveson. And he's into really trying to gag the media. And is it your counterpart of his pal over in Australia doing the same thing in Australia, which they've done, I think, pretty successfully. But they're trying to gag the media, and actually all the people, too, to do with your blogs and your tweets and everything else. But this came from a blogger here who's a reporter. And he says that the prank call by the Australian radio presenters who got a condition report for the Duchess of Cambridge's nurse by pretending to be the Queen and Prince Charles proved the need for new privacy laws, Lord Justin Leveson has said. However, I received a disturbing telephone call this afternoon from one of Lord Justice Leveson's key advisers. He says, this is the reporter. I should note before continuing that due to the fact that Lord Justice Leveson has gagged his own people from speaking out, I will not be naming my source from within his own camp under any circumstances. I'm just going to lay out my conversation with my source and include as much information as pertinent. The source said that because you've written articles with Ken Clark on the internet making serious allegations of sexual assault, Leveson is going to set you up by saying that you are indulging in gossip on the internet to discredit a senior member of parliament. He went on to say that once you and the bloggers who published your articles have been dealt with in the press, then the government will rush in new laws to deal with censorship of the internet. In other words, you're going to be the poster child for internet censorship, my source said. This is also happening so that the government can bring in what appears to be, from the public point of view, legitimate press censorship. But of course, it isn't. I mean, not legitimate. I asked my source if it's true, and why hadn't Ken Clark sued me already, and I hadn't received so much as a solicitor's letter from Clark or the Cabinet's office. The source said Ken Clark was advised not to sue you so that he could use your allegations to bring about censoring of the web. And it says, so now I guess I know that what Leveson meant when he talked about salacious gossip on the internet, or rather who he was talking about. Do I believe this? Should I believe this? Should you believe this? The world has taken leave of its senses of late. We're being pushed into a financial and social collapse created out of control foreign bankers. They've even disbanded the military for a month, and now they want to get their hands on the internet. So for the corporate takeover of this country to be complete, and corporate is a camouflage word for something else that's been there for a long time, looking across the world, by the way. In order to have a state-controlled and licensed media, you would need to shut down bloggers and journalists on the internet who have differing opinions of that of the government. So it makes perfect sense if we're living in Nazi Germany or the former Eastern Bloc or China. But this is Great Britain, or is it, it says. So I'll put this up tonight too, and it just shows you they're really working and working and working to censor the internet. And they're using all these cases to do it. Even this whole nonsense too, to do with this nurse dying, strangely dying, and the first report said that she was found dead, and then the second report said she committed suicide, but they didn't know how. Well, how could you make that statement if you didn't know how? You should know how she'd done it to say that she committed suicide. And what it is, I think, really, too, is that what really happened is these reporters from Australia got more information than has been released to the public. And the reason why she was really in, which may have been something else, who knows, you know, because there are party people, remember, and it's very seldom that you'll end up in the hospital because of morning sickness, especially in the late evening. Anyway, something happened there, and someone was quickly dealt with, obviously. That's what happened there. Now, in geopolitics, the top geopoliticians that we know of, and there's a lot of them out there today, some of the older ones, of course, are still on the same old agendas and still working hard at the top. And Zbigniew Brzezinski comments on the Georgia-Russian relations. Now, so did Hillary Clinton recently, too, where she claimed that Russia was trying to get all its old Soviet partners back on board, all the Soviet bloc countries, and create their own bloc. Well, why not? Because, I mean, Canada's done it. The U.S. has done it. We've got the NAFTA deals. We've got the GATT treaty with China. We've got the Trans-Pacific partnership deals all signed up with other countries. So, naturally, Russia is doing the same thing. Anyway, it says here, especially when they're getting surrounded by missiles by the U.S. and Britain and everybody else, and they are getting surrounded by them, by the way. But his former national security advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, thinks that Georgia can become an ally to Russia, but on the expense of his friendship with the United States. Brzezinski touched on the issue of Georgia in his speech before the U.S. Congress. He says Georgia is eventually becoming a candidate of Russian ally and on the expense of his friendship with the U.S., considering the meaning of the Baku-Kafan pipeline. This is only one part of the problems in Russia, as there are more problems in the country. In Russia, they should understand that they need to get closer to the West for flourishing and success. We're all plummeting down the tubes. I'm sure, I mean, maybe these guys at the top don't notice personally. I guess their wages are index-related, you know, cost of living. Otherwise, they will lose it with China. Democratization, this is a buzzword. Democratization actually means you've been dominated by a special few who have a lot in common with each other across the world. That's what it means. It's one of the main preconditions for Russia's success, and this is likely to happen after Putin. You may assess this as a historic optimism, but I'm sure that Russia is getting closer with the West, as inevitable, Brzezinski said. And it was published in the Voice of America, that particular article. But they're not too happy with it at all. And also, this article here says Georgia's waiting for concrete steps from Russia. We put concrete steps in the process of restoring relations with the neighbor. This is how the Georgian authorities have commented on the recent statement by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who said on Sunday that Moscow would host a meeting with the Georgian Prime Minister's special representative in the near future. Russian Foreign Minister defined that Moscow and Tbilisi were clarifying relations, and Russia aimed to make it out what the Georgian government means when emphasizing the need of normalization with Russia. Also said that Russia had never refused to have contacts with Georgia and was always prepared for a compromise. Russian senior diplomats didn't rule out discussion of restoring permanent direct air communications with Georgia. And the Russian press secretary has also touched the issue of Georgia-Russian relations. Dmitry Peskov did not rule out official contacts with Georgia, however, ruled out contact with one person, arguably meaning that Saakashvili. In this direction, Peskov hopes that negotiations will develop positively. So it's all to do with money, oil, and pipelines and gas and all the rest of it going through. So that's exactly what the U.S. would do with Canada or Mexico. Same idea. And this article, too, again, it's to do with there's no privacy, forget it. And people have got the message, forget it. Most actually don't really care, to be honest with you, especially younger people. They don't care at all. They're growing up in this system. They think it's all must be normal because it's simply there. Cell phone apps are spying on children by giving advertisers their phone number and exact locations. The U.S. government is investigating. I love this when they always say they're investigating, like they don't know this is going on, whether software companies that make cell phone apps have violated the privacy rights of children by quietly collecting personal information from phones and sharing it with advertisers and data brokers. Well, they're sharing with the government too, right? The Federal Trade Commission said Monday that such apps can capture the child's physical location, phone numbers of their friends, and more. The FTC described the marketplace for mobile applications, dominated by online stores operated by Apple and Google, as a digital danger zone with inadequate oversight. You see, if they monitor the children right through their lives, but into adulthood and beyond, that's what it's about, folks. We're totally, totally under the totalitarianism. Back to the floor after this.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Yesterday I talked about Bill Gates and a company that's making clothing. It's nanofibers in the clothing that can transmit drugs through the skin to contraceptives, sterilize you too. They can actually dope you as well, make you awfully happy and stupid when you shouldn't be, and things like that. However, this is the way that they're going with it all. Remember, they want to bring pharma into big, big time. And Orwell talked about this, and other ones did too, they talked about pharma, and Huxley as well would have a big, big role to play in the subduing of the populations to be dominated and taken over. But anyway, scientists now create a condom that protects against sexually transmitted diseases, and that's quite a big claim. That they always give these claims, you see, by dissolving inside the body. And it says and it's the same techniques as the stuff that makes the clothing, that the female condom could safeguard from HIV and so on. And it's designed to dissolve after use, either within minutes or several days. Yuck. A female condom which can protect against pregnancy and blah, 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 by dissolving inside the body has been developed. And they claim that the discreet protection can safeguard people, etc. And they keep saying that because they want to get that through your head and associate with it, you see. By melting and releasing chemicals, the researchers at the University of Washington developed a condom from tiny microfibers through a method called electrospinning. That's the same stuff that Gates is on about with the clothing. And this is the cloth-like fibers can be woven from medicine into extremely thin webs. They're designed to dissolve after use, either within minutes or several days, because it's nano technology. Not only would the condom block sperm, it could time-release a potent mix of anti-HIV drugs and hormonal contraceptives. The team was given $1 million to develop the technology which uses an electrical field to charge fluid through air to create the very fine nanometer-sized fibers. And Kim Woodrow, the UW Assistant Professor of Bioengineering, said, I love that term, bioengineering, eh? Says our dream is to create a product women can use to protect themselves from HIV. You know, it starts to get stinking rich. That's what it's about, an unintended pregnancy. It says we have the drugs to do that. It's really about delivering them in a way that makes them more potent and allows a woman to want to use it. Well, they will open something and it'll be addictive too, maybe it'll be awfully happy. Professor Woodrow presented the idea, and co-authors Emily Krogstad and Cameron Ball, both first-year graduate students, agreed to pursue the project at a meeting held last year. Ball added the method allows controlled release of multiple compounds. We're able to tune the fibers to have different release properties. One of the fabrics dissolves within minutes, offering users immediate protection, while another fabric dissolves gradually over a few days, providing an alternative to the birth control pill to provide contraception, and that was going to protect against HIV, yeah, sure. Other researchers agree the technology is more discreet, admit people may have some doubts. At the time of sex, are people going to actually use it? That's where having multiple options really comes into play, Krogstad told the University of Washington. And there's a little video on it, and the scientists explain the electro-spinning process for those who really want to get into it. Now, I understand, too, that the population reduction is awfully important as far as your big masters are concerned, the world masters, very important stuff. And they really mean it, too. They want to really radically reduce population very quickly now. And one of the last big meetings that came out from the Rockefeller Group and all the ones that belong to that Lucky Gene Club, as they nickname it, they said, look, we've done lots of prevention, meaning abortions and so on, across the world, but now we must go into rapid depopulation. Now, how do you think they're going to do rapid depopulation, folks? I mean, when these guys speak, they don't even mean what they say. They don't make wish lists and hand off to Santa Claus. They really get things into action, and you can see all around you, people are dying of all kinds of things today. And new cancers are popping up all the time. They don't even have names for the types of growths anymore. There's so many of them. Just come out of the blue. But there's a war on, you see. There's a war on, a directed war, with a central head, with real missionaries that go out to like agents, into the world to make it democratized, as we want to call it. If people don't want to take on the system, they're bombed out of existence. And then they must bring in multiculturalism to destroy the original societies and the culture, because original societies and their culture is an enemy to the dominant minority that rules the world. You see, so they can rule it, you see. And there's a lot of history on this for those who want to look into it. But all part of it, too, was to debase the culture. I've mentioned Adorno, for instance, from the Frankfurt School. He was even into the whole agenda from his particular people's point of view. And he said to bring it right down to necrophilia. Once I've got to that stage, he says, we're pretty well conquered. And part of it, and the way down the tubes, was to create massive promiscuity, break up the family unit, a la Karl Marx's program, because all Marxists, too, at the top, but also capitalists. You actually can combine the two together, these people. And they really do believe that to destroy societies, destroy the family, create massive promiscuity, until cultures are just falling apart, and peoples are falling apart too. Then they step in with their psychiatries and psychologies and so on, and agencies, and rule you in a welfare state. But you see it all the time as we go down and down and down the tubes. Now, there's an article here, for instance, about real-life Barbie dolls. Real-life Barbie dolls. And this is mainstream, you know. And it says, I'm a Barbie girl too. Living doll Valerie Lukyanova meets her match, and now the pair intend to take America by storm. And it shows you these two that have had incredible amounts of plastic surgery and cosmetically enhanced looks. Nothing's real in them. And they look like dolls. This is, it's a happy kind of article. It's all happy. Be upbeat about it. As they disfigure themselves, back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, we're back in the cutting with Matrix Sense, talking about how society has been destroyed by design. And when you see these articles appearing in the paper to say about people literally mutilating themselves to like Barbie dolls, then you know it's pretty well all over. And of course it also elevates science up to the top. You know, the surgeon's knife and science, you see, isn't it wonderful to say? And it says, and what does it say for women in general? What's it saying about women? That they're all what Barbie dolls use for walk. Think about it. I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? Which is also the whole object. Going back to the Frankfurt School, this is what they wanted. Dysfunctional society where people can't even bond with a partner to have a child. And most of the children are now getting aborted. What a change has been taken over society, and the culture is destroyed. They don't even know it because, you see, they're adaptable along the way, and they don't know they've actually lost their culture. The culture they're living in today was created for them. They don't know that. But it says that now that Valerie is joined by 23-year-old Dominika, real name Olga Olinik, who also owes her shape and image to the surgeon's knife. So hurrah for surgeons, right? They met on the internet and so on. They both come from the Ukrainian city, of Olinik, Odessa was. And then they got together because they're both into mutilating themselves and looking like Barbie dolls. Not kidding. And, of course, then they bring in the same old rubbish that's destroyed the old religions, and these have been hammered this way too in their countries. into this new spiritual way. See, new spiritual way. We have the same outlook and lifestyle. Because, you see, they destroyed the old religions. And they have been holding lectures on spirituality. These two deformed goons are charging cash to teach spirituality. And the user looks to attract participants, as claimed. And they're planning to move to America. We'll replicate in America. And Dominica's boyfriend is living in the U.S. and the husband wants to start a business there too. I'll bet he does. He said, I'm not going to be bored abroad. I'm often invited to photo shoots and parties. I bet she's invited some amazing parties with very, very wealthy, important people. Guarantee you. I mean, here's something new and kinky here. So they'll be into that like you wouldn't believe. And that's what they're in mainstream, like it's a happy thing. This is a happy thing. Please understand the way it's promoted. Also in mainstream, here's a daughter and her mother into performing sex. A daughter and a mother. Mainstream. And again, there's no ridicule here because you can't criticize this stuff anymore, you understand? This is the end thing. It's promoted from the top. And I enjoying sex and being with my mom, mother and daughter porn duo on how much they're going to be filthy rich. There you go. And a mother and daughter from Florida have created a porn site with performing film sex scenes together, and known as the Sextons, etc. And they bring guys into it too. And they're just looking forward to all the money. And again, not a single criticism by anybody, because there's nothing left to criticize anymore. I mean, religions are staid and nasty, according to the ones that dominate the world and create this kind of culture for you to follow. But, well, it's done. It's all over, you see. And then you go to the United Nations, and this article here came out in the summer. It says, United Nations Commission calls for legalizing prostitution worldwide. UN peacekeepers continue to exploit Congolese girls and women, using girls as young as 13 as prostitutes. Remember, they want to do away with consensual age in the United Nations as well. That's just an arm of the dominant minority that run the world. Also here, too, in West Australia, of all places, study of the Holocaust is mandated for schools. Why? Since the leaders of both organizations have been extremely supportive, this is Vic Alhadev, New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. The study of the Holocaust will become compulsory for all New South Wales school students in years 9 and 10 after the Jewish Board of Deputies lobbied the state government for the curriculum change. Why don't they have Holocaust for every people that's been slaughtered? I mean, there's lots and lots and lots to choose from. Why don't they? And teach you that governments are very dangerous things. It's more if it's a new, it's a new type of government, or an old type of government. All governments are the same in the end when they're taken over and run by the wrong people. So we've seen that in the Soviet Union, for God's sake, that's where it all started. Mass slaughters. Same thing in Hungary when they took over Hungary and other countries in the Ukraine. Mass slaughters. I think we should put lots of ones up for all these different people across the down through history that have been slaughtered en masse. Why don't we do that? Why is it only one people? Well, it's because I've mentioned before, at the end of World War II, the Macy Group was brought into the U.S. along with the Frankfurt School, and they were given the rights and lots of money to promote in universities, and they became curriculum to how to destroy the present existing system and culture, because they claimed that the U.S. could turn into a Nazi-type society as well. And they brought that same culture into most Western countries as well. And it's taught en masse in the schools and by so-called sociologists, people in the social sciences. Now, a lot of them came in too from all these countries, such as the Soviet Union, Poland, elsewhere. And that's a fact, folks. You can check them all up. It's in the history books. So anyway, here's another article here. U.S. troops mass on the Turkey-Syrian border. It says some 400 U.S. and Dutch NATO troops were massed on Turkey-Syrian border Friday, and fears besieged President Bashar al-Assad was poised to use chemical weapons. Actually, from the Assad side, they're warning the world that the so-called rebels are invading them. They're all paid for by the West to bring in democracy, you understand. They're the ones who are likely to use chemical weapons, which is probably true. And the soldiers were beefing up Turkey's border and readying Patriot missiles 3 days after NATO agreed to deploy at MIM-104 Patriot surface-to-air missile system in Turkey, and Qara had requested the installations as a defense against a Syrian missile attack, possibly with chemical weapons. This will work, of course, because, you know, weapons of mass destruction, so this worked before, and it doesn't matter, after the event, it doesn't matter if the missile lies, as long as they achieve their objective of demolishing another country, it won't give in and become standardized and bring in democracy and then bring in minority hiring and all the other things that go with it, the welfare state, single mums, and, you know, Barbie dolls and prostitution. It's quite simple, isn't it? I read the article before with Perpetual War and other ones from the military magazines written by intelligence officers saying they would use the debased culture of America, because America is not America anymore. No country is what it used to be anymore. Well, adapted into new cultures that were designed for us. And they want to spread this across the world. The same debasing, I should say that, the same debasing culture will spread around the world because it's weaponized. And that destroys them, you see. I might put those articles up again tonight for you. And after this talk. And also tonight, this article here is about vaccines uncensored. It says, only about 15% of medical interventions are supported by solid scientific evidence. This is partly only because 1% of articles in medical journals are scientifically sound, and partly because many treatments have never been assessed at all. And it's from Richard Smith, MD, editor of British Medical Journal, and Russell Blaylock. So the medical establishment has created a set of terms which they use constantly to boost their egos and firm up their authority as the unique holders of medical wisdom. The mantra is evidence-based medicine, as if everything outside their anointing touches bogus and suspect. A careful examination of many of the accepted treatments reveals that most have little or no scientific evidence-based data to support them. One often reported study found that almost 80% of medical practices had no scientific backing. And it's a fact. I've read the article here, in fact. Those promoters it during their papers. Oh, a paper has declared that blah, blah, blah. Sounds wonderful. And then as other people try to replicate the findings, they can't do it, and it's all forgotten, tucked away. But it says, it's from Richard Blaylock, MD, neurosurgeon, vaccines, neurodevelopment, and autism spectrum disorders. The propaganda dispensed by public healthcare and vaccine apologists is at best a weak attempt to rationalize the healthcare establishment's positions using all the tools of double speak, or as George Orwell's called it in his book 1984, new speak, to mislead, distort reality, and pretend to communicate, make the bad seem good, avoid and or shift responsibility, make the negative appear positive, create a fast verbal map of the world, and create dissonance between reality and what the narrative said or did not say. Such propaganda often relies on half-truths and or superficially logical but foundationally flawed and based on pseudoscience or non-reviewable statistical studies of medical records where, contrary to ethical science, the study's design, data selection, rejection criteria, exact approach used to evaluate the data and or the original data itself are kept confidential, making independent evaluation and verification of the published findings impossible. It's like Monsanto's stuff. You're not allowed to test your stuff or the GM's food that they're creating. No one else is allowed. Because they've got all patented, you see. But you're supposed to eat it. Your government mandates that you eat the stuff. And it says, I find it interesting that there exists an incredible double standard when it comes to our evidence versus theirs. The proponents of vaccination safety can just say they are safe without any supporting evidence whatsoever, and it will be accepted without question. They can announce that Merck is not only safe, but it seems to actually increase the IQ, and we are to accept it. They actually did that in the States, one had to put out. It helps your IQ, the stuff that kills you off. Makes you a zombie. It says the vaccinated versus the non-vaccinated, why no official studies? It says the public is surely entitled to convincing proof beyond any reasonable doubt that artificial immunization is in fact a safe and effective procedure and no way injurious to health, and that the threat of the corresponding natural diseases remains sufficiently clear and urgent to warrant mass inoculation of everyone, even against their will if necessary. Unfortunately, such proof has never been given. It says incredible as it sounds, a controlled study comparing vaccinated and unvaccinated children has never been done in America for any vaccination. The only explanation for this is bias and political pressure. This means that vaccination is essentially a large-scale experiment on our nation's children. By the way, they did do comparisons. They do it every year to do with the flu shots. And after they've given you, come this spring, they always tell you that every year they tell you the same stuff. That there's no difference between those who got the flu with those who got vaccination and the ones who were unvaccinated. There's no difference at all in the different groups, all, you know, they all were getting it. It says there's never been a single vaccine in the country that's ever been submitted to a controlled scientific study. They never took a group of 100 people who were candidates for a vaccine, gave them 50 of them a vaccine, and left the other 50 alone and measured the outcome. And since that's never been done, that means if you want to be kind, you will call vaccines an unproven remedy. If you want to be accurate, you will call people who give vaccinations quacks. And it says there's a wider problem because of the failure to carry out long-term randomized controlled studies, properly conducted scientific investigations, which would monitor the effects of multiple early vaccination versus non-vaccination into adulthood. What we do know is the massive allergic responses everyone has now. They've all got, everyone today has a diminished immune system. Everyone. And that's taken and taught as normal now in the medical schools. It's normal now. In the last 50 years, we went from having a really good immune system into a much more inefficient one today. Allergies and adult asthma are just massively, again, suddenly here, a new normal. And that's taught as normal now in the schools as well. Same with all the cancers. Oh, it's new normal. Yeah, it's okay. It says long-term effects. Is anyone looking? The CDC immunization policy is a scientific disgrace because vaccines only get short-term tests, not controlled tests for long-term side effects. And these are all from doctors and PhDs and so on. So evaluation of side effects in most studies was restricted to a 40 to 72 hours. Needless to say, many serious side effects show up long after that time span. Nevertheless, most of these studies pretend to prove the safety of the vaccine. If you don't die in 72 hours, then it's quite safe. That's as far as they go with it. Never mind what happens afterwards, you know, if your IQ starts plummeting and so on, but that doesn't matter. Safety studies on vaccines are limited to short periods. For this reason, there are valid grounds for suspecting that many delayed types of vaccine reactions may be taking place unrecognized. Well, my personal opinion is this is all weaponized, and they know darn well at the drop exactly what it does and what it's intended to do. And this is part of bringing us all down to compliant populations. As mentioned before, how does Rockefeller say we'll have to bring in rapid depopulation? Then you have other ones like Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley, his brother, who works at the United Nations. And he said the same thing. They bring in pharma at the end, too, to dull down and dope the people. Well, certainly working. IQ's dropping. That's official. They're doing studies on that every year. That's normal. It's new normal. It's okay. What's causing it? Oh, we don't know. So anyway, I'll put these articles up tonight. Remember, at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And just to mention, too, how society is plummeting while the new normals and how everything's promoted is wonderful. Wonderful. It's not what it is. It's wonderful. At West Point, New York, says Cadet Chapel, the landmark Gothic church that's the center for spiritual life at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, hosted its first same-sex wedding on Saturday. And Penelope Gnesson and Brenda Sue Fulton, a West Point graduate, exchange vows in the regal church in an afternoon ceremony attended by about 250 guests and conducted by a senior army chaplain. The two have been together for 17 years, but a civil commitment ceremony that didn't carry any legal force in 1999 and long hoped to formally tie the knot. The way was cleared last year when New York legalized same-sex marriage and President Barack Obama lifted the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, prohibiting openly homosexual people from serving in the military. The brides both live in New Jersey and would have preferred to have the wedding there, but the state doesn't allow gay marriage. We couldn't wait any longer, Fulton told the Associated Press in a phone interview Saturday. So they had it at West Point, New York. Cadet Chapel, says here. The landmark Gothic church, the Center for Spiritual Life at the U.S. Military Academy. There you go. And also, too, I'll put up a link tonight. It's called Sweden's Big Government Utopia Unmasked, says. And it's quite interesting. Sweden is one of the big countries that really is pushed, basically what's called communism. from a, for a long, long time, and implemented all the policies. They led the world in grabbing children. They still do. If you scold your child too hard, severely, that you lose them. It's gone, you know, things like that. And you pay a high tax, certainly, to keep all these government agencies on the go. Everybody accepts it over there. And you do get health care and all the rest of it, and free abortions and yada, yada, yada. But it's Sweden's big government utopia is unmasked, it says. See, the Kingdom of Sweden has been revered by supporters of big government around the world for decades, cited by its statist college professors and policymakers everywhere. It started with the myth that its socialist system could simultaneously provide freedom, prosperity, and generous welfare benefits to all. But now the illusion is beginning to crumble. The Swedish government has become notorious worldwide in recent years. Its blatant, sometimes brutal suppression of religious freedom, the last of first mandate, you see. Educational liberty and the traditional family is well known amongst Western nations. And, of course, they're arresting preachers for hate speech, because they're quoting the Bible, same as everywhere else. Back with more after this.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas.
She's talking about Sweden. I'm just going to go into a caller in a minute, but as I say, this article goes on to talk about the notion that there's no difference between genders and so on. It's getting really pushed to the limits in Sweden, where they're banning him, her, and so on. And it's getting ridiculous, but there's more happening there I might touch on tomorrow. Now we'll go to the caller. There's Dennis from Michigan hanging on there. You're still there, Dennis?
Yes, sir.
Yep, go ahead.
A real quick, short question on Tragedy and Hope.
Yeah.
I'm almost up to page 1100, and he's been talking about fellow travelers, is this esoteric or?
Yeah. Yeah, fellow travelers, understand that there was a massive movement early on of, let's call it Marxism. And those who hung around and didn't join the parties, you know, didn't take cards out and join the parties, were often called fellow travelers, but also referred to Freemasons.
Okay, yeah.
Because the Freemasonic institutions were all on board.
That's what I understood.
For the main group that created all of this, yeah.
That's what I understood. Okay, yeah. I just want to, you know, get clarified on that. I appreciate you and what you do, and I'm sorry I haven't followed through on my last promise of a contribution, but I will shortly.
That's okay. You take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye now. Yeah, and as I say, too, I'm even put a link up tonight to show you one of the organizations that's moved into Sweden recently to prepare it all for multiculturalism in the whole of Scandinavia. It's the last bastion to go down. And it's interesting. It's going to cause a backlash on these people. And she actually said, this woman actually says it in the video. And she asked, who has given her permission to even start this? Somebody has, obviously. And it's a clip from a newsreel done in Sweden. And I guess it was on television. But it's an old agenda on the go here, and it's continuous across the world. And it's going to create a mayhem, absolute mayhem, if it comes to pass. And it's almost there pretty well. Most of the West has been totally, totally conquered. As I say, people look back, they don't even know. They don't know because they've adapted into the new cultures, the new normals. They've all been designed for them to destroy the strength that they had in unity as peoples. And it's been awfully, awfully effective. And people are now debased. They don't even know they're debased. And that's the new normal as well. And it's lauded in the media. Like, oh, this is wonderful. Look at these new Barbie dolls disfiguring themselves. And mothers and daughters having porno shows. It's not just wonderful, etc., etc., etc. A war, full-scale war, has been on the go for 100 years or more, but definitely the last 100 years, openly. And people think it diminished and went away with the fall of communism. No, it went into its next phase. And those people who designed and ran the communist system in Russia moved into the West big time and are still in charge of completing the next phase of it all today. And communists, by the way, in their true philosophy, it's not a quality whatsoever. They never said it was a quality, believe you me. They believe in the higher intelligentsia, the proper intelligentsia, running the whole world, and being awfully rich, too, in doing so. They have no problems with that. That double-think system. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God or your gods go with you.